So we continue in this section of Mark's Gospel, the end of chapter 11 and through chapter 12, which we heard from today, where there's this confrontation between Jesus and the leaders of the village, of the town, both political and religious leaders. And so today we have the Pharisees and the Herodians, two groups that would normally be opposed to each other. The Pharisees, who were seeking to be separatists, to purify the Jewish faith from the Roman occupation, and the Herodians were those who were loyal to the throne, to Herod, to Caesar. But because of their mutual hatred for Jesus and the threat that he posed to their authority, they were brought together, seeking to ensnare him was their motivation. But we can see that in their question, they knew the truth about Jesus. They knew that he was a truthful man and that he was not concerned with anyone's opinion and he did not regard anyone's status. So it's possible for us to know things about Jesus and still be motivated by a sinful passion. This is a very good thing for us to know because it's easy to fall into a trap of complacency and to let our faith be more of a head thing than a heart thing. And St. Peter, in the first reading today, continuing from what we heard yesterday, about this growth of knowledge of Christ, the knowledge of God. And when we speak in a scriptural way of knowledge, we're not speaking of just knowing facts. It's that deep, intimate, personal encounter with the person is when we truly know them. Through our knowledge of God, we grow in grace, we grow in peace. We become more and more configured to the image of Christ, where St. Peter said yesterday, we become partakers of the divine nature. We share in the very nature of God. This was God's original intention, and this is the effect of sacramental grace in our life, that through the sacraments, we are reformed into the image of God. And this is where we get to the gospel about the coin. Jesus didn't fall for their trap. He went to the heart of the matter. Whose image is on the coin? Then give that coin back to whosoever image is on it. Whose image is within you? So whose image is within me? Have I allowed the grace, the peace, the knowledge of God to reform me into the image of Jesus Christ? And do I allow that to motivate me to return everything I have, everything I am, to the Lord? Certainly we have civic responsibilities that we must be attentive to. But we must come to that deep knowledge, that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, not so much in our head, but primarily in our heart, where we're motivated to give our entire being, our entire life, to Christ. So yes, let us return to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but let us give to God what belongs to God. Amen.